This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is Joy 94.9. That was Isaiah, It's Gotta Be You, which he was the last X Factor winner this year.
And I think you're actually quite right there, Chris.
Oh, why is that?
The last X Factor winner.
Australian X Factor.
Yeah, it's looking like the X Factor's doomed and dead and buried and not coming back.
It's actually unusual that an X Factor winner in Australia didn't get to number one or at least top five with their winner single. So number 25 on the Australian charts. However, because he was coached by Adam Lambert, the Lamberts in Finland, where Adam Lambert has a huge following.
Are they the Flanbert?
Possibly. They bought his single over there, so which is why he's still my top tip for Eurovision next year.
Well, we should wait and see. Yeah. But yes, it does look like the X Factor is doomed. It looks like the Iggy Azalea factor was the final nail in the coffin. No, quite truthfully. Which will leave us with only...
It did actually rate quite poorly.
Oh, yeah. It was a disaster. So... Disaster this year. So, but that leaves us with only one show.
One voice. One music show.
I know. Which... All the others have gone, unless Channel 9 exhumes Australia's Got Talent from its grave.
Yeah.
But that's not looking likely either.
No.
So
I guess the sad thing about that is at least X Factor, prior to this year, actually created hitmakers.
It did, whereas The Voice has always been a ratings juggernaut, but produced...
Very
nobody.
Few, yeah.
Pretty much, let's be honest. But this year, it's all change on Project Voice.
Yeah.
So, you've got...
Delta's back.
And we're not sure if What's-Her-Name will be back as the host. Sonia. She's a bit on the outer at Channel 9. I'm hoping she doesn't come back.
Stop it.
I was never a fan.
Don't pick on Sonia. You've done that enough.
All right, I'll just leave it at that, shall I? Well, as we know, Delta's back.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was a clearing of the decks.
Yes.
So, of course, everyone heard Boy George is the new sign-on.
I didn't hear that.
And now, Delta and Boy George are besties, of course, because Delta does like to hang with the homies.
Well yes, but they wouldn't have met yet, would they?
No, they have. They met when Culture Club was touring.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was... a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's for their re-tour.
Delta went backstage at the Music Bowl, or was it in Sydney? I can't remember which one, and took selfies with Boy George.
Okay.
For promo shots for The Voice.
Right. Okay.
But it also, now, we're looking like we're going to get another international in. Hot Tip originally was the Veronica...
Seals, but nobody really cares. So he's coming back after like 4 years away or something.
Yeah. But no one's really worried about that. But it's the other chair. Now... As you know, it's a double chair.
And it used to be the Maddens, and the logical replacement was maybe the Veronicas, who filled in quite well for them in this year's series.
But then it looks like it's going to be a single... It might only be a single chair now.
Oh.
For a foreigner, it looks like an American's going to pop on over while sticking her tongue out the whole time and licking wrecking balls.
No.
That's right.
No.
It's looking like Miley is going to fill in the other seat.
Miley Cyrus.
Yep. Apparently she wants to move here for a while to cement her relationship a bit more with the other Hemsworth.
Yes.
Lesser Hemsworth.
Liam,
the one who's in the bad movies.
Oh, he's in that...
He was in that Independence Day movie, which we shall speak of no more.
But he was also in the Hunger Games.
But anyway, so it looks like Miley is the hot tip now to fill that last vacant seat.
Ah.
But she might have two that she can spread across in a sort of, Mariah-type pose.
No. Look, I she's only actually had, two hits here in Australia, and I guess that's...
It doesn't matter how many hits she's had. Everybody knows who the hell Miley Cyrus is.
I know. I'm just wondering whether she'll be...
Names, darling. Names.
She'll be nice, I guess, to the contestants.
Apparently, she's quite nice because she's doing the voiceover in the US.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Oh, so she's got a track record.
Yes.
Ah, well, she's got form. Yeah.
Like
course.
Boy George, who did the voice in the
UK.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, she's got form.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. That's our hot tip. And hopefully we see a different host and then the voice will be on. They won't produce anybody good, but the voice itself will be great viewing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Love the spinny chair.
Now, speaking of Australian.
Yes.
The Block. A 100% Australian idea.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's been exported anywhere, but it is a good Australian show.
The Nine Network don't really mind whether it's exported or not because they have made a bucket load.
Yeah, but
it.
They make even more if they sell it on to other networks.
The production company makes
Yeah, I'm sure they own a bit of it.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah, and I guarantee you they get a cut regardless. But it's looking like after The Block did the one in Port Melbourne. The old White King Factory thing.
Yeah.
The one where you look at it after it's finished and go, what a beautiful building. It's such a shame about those god-awful things that are pressed up against
it. All those horrible townhouses are being built around it that just look ordinary.
Yeah, because they are. Yeah. But the big news is it's looking like Channel 9 is going to St Kilda next year for The Block.
How do you know this?
Because they have apparently bought the old Gatwick Hotel down there, which is the...
The Trouble Hotel.
Yes, there's often been some issues there. Police are there quite often.
Mm.
It's the boarding house one, which I think is about the same size as the building they did this year.
So it's the one in Fitzroy Street?
Yes.
Like right on the front of Fitzroy Street?
Yes. Which the owners have been...
Almost opposite the Prince.
Yeah. The owners have been trying to sell it for a while now, but nobody was willing to pay, obviously, what they wanted.
Oh.
So finally...
Do we know that Channel 9 has...
We're pretty sure. And it looks like Channel 9 has bought the Gatwick for $15 million.
Whoa.
Dollars.
They bought the White King factory for $5 in Port Melbourne.
So this time they are all in for the next episode of The Block.
Crap. And is that... Do you think that's going to be the 2017 series?
Well, they're not sure if it'll be the 2017 or the 2018, but they're only doing one season a year, show a year now instead of squeezing two in. So,
well, when you spend $15 million, you want to get
get big bang out of your ratings buck there. So it's looking like that is going to be the case. And well, let's be honest, it's going to be a spectacular building if they do it because The Block is a renovation of a building, but they do it better than if it was just done as a normal renovation because they don't have to worry.
The renovation doesn't have to pay for itself.
No, that's the big difference when The Block does a reno than if, you know, Joe Blow does a renovation.
If you added up what Channel 9 paid for the old building in Port Melbourne plus
everything that went into
it, money into it, plus what the sponsors put into it in other staff, plus all the other labour we didn't see but we know Channel 9 paid for behind the scenes, like the extra landscaping and the money in the front foyer and the buildings, other building staff.
Yeah.
Though there's no way you could have done it and got those apartments for what they sold for.
So if you are, you know, looking to buy in St Kilda, wait another year or so and you are quite likely to get a spectacular flat in the
If you're
Gatwick.
Looking for a $2 to $3 million apartment in St Kilda.
Yeah, you have to have lots of money and you don't necessarily have to have any taste because sometimes those apartments are a bit hideous, as in some of the ones that were done this year, but you can always fix it. If you've got $3 million to buy a place, you can afford
to
fix it.
You can spend $10 or $20 grand on decoration.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the hot tip as well. Now, over in the US of A, they have some special theme parks. They've got, you know, the usual ones, Disneyland, you know, Universal Studios, Dollywood.
They do.
Euro Dollywood. Mm, that's in Alabama. It just never gets old, that one. And they also have a lovely little place called the Kentucky Ark Encounter Park. Now, before you think, no.
It's
got nothing to do with fried chicken, okay?
Well, I was going to say the Kentucky
Ark Encounter Park.
Sounds like a dating place, like where you go to have, you know, it's like an app, IRL.
No, if you say it like that, that sounds sinful.
Oh.
And that is not the kind of park this is. This is a wholesome park.
Isn't it?
It is a creationist theme park. Now, if you're wondering what that is,
as far as I know, you still need to hook up, even in creationism.
Yeah, but you do it in a holy kind of nice Christian way.
Right.
Once you're married.
Okay.
Hmm.
So what is it? It's a creationist.
It's a creationist theme park. So they have all special things there where
they
have...
So they won't have dinosaurs?
Well, no, dinosaurs are fine there.
Ah.
But dinosaurs, everything existed within that 6,000-year window.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
So they have models of dinosaurs because they're not trying to pretend dinosaurs didn't exist.
No.
They're just saying
they only existed.
They were in that period of the 6,000 years of which the Earth has existed.
Excellent.
Right? Got it?
Yes.
One of their big things there is they built a life-size, I put that in inverted commas, a life-size Noah's Ark.
Oh, life-size.
Yeah. And they've got all, you know, animatronic animals and all sorts of things there. You know, what's the Adam and Eve? They've got a few of them.
A few of them?
Yeah, well, you know, keep them around the place.
And he had original.
There was only two.
There was only one of each originally.
Yeah, and it's amazing how when they had two sons...
Yes.
They still managed to populate the Earth.
They were very friendly with their mum.
Apparently so. Oh. And that snake. But now they're doing a special Christmas part for their thing as well. At the park, they're going to light it up in rainbow colours. But they are pointing out the Ark will be lit up in big, totally not gay rainbow colours, okay?
Is that TNG?
Yeah, totally not gay rainbow colours. They are actually going to be taking back the rainbow.
Oh, they're claiming it.
They are reclaiming the rainbow from the homosexuals and they want to make it crystal clear that it is not a rainbow as in gay, but a rainbow as in God will bring death to sinners. You got it?
I didn't know it ever meant that.
Well, you haven't read the Bible properly, have you?
Who knew that a rainbow was death to sinners?
That's right.
Horrible death?
Well, just death.
Just death.
They don't mind if it's horrible or a nice death. Just death. So if you are popping over to Kentucky and going to the Kentucky Ark Encounter Park to see, you know, the Ark and the dinosaurs
well,
and all
I've,
that sort of
I've
stuff.
I've already put it on my list of must-dos.
Well, after we go to Euro Dollywood, we'll pop over. So you'll be seeing it there. And just remember, from now on, rainbow, not gay.
Rainbow,
No. Rainbow,
TNG.
Death to sinners.
TNG, totally not gay.
Mm-hmm. Death to sinners.
Death to sinners.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Now, the Victoria Police have issued some more warnings. Now, as you know, it is a dangerous time on the roads at this time of year.
It is.
They would like everyone to remember, obviously, don't drink and drive.
No.
Don't speed.
No.
Don't, you know, all the usual, don't use your phone while you're driving.
Rest.
All
when
of those.
You're on a long trip.
They've added a new one to the list. Now, they, funnily enough, they kind of, and well, I think we all would have thought, this one goes without saying.
Well,
but apparently
you know
not.
What? A lot of them would potentially go without saying, but obviously need to be said.
Well, this one is a new one to add to the list. And please, people, listen, don't do, okay?
Right.
The police want to remind everybody not to watch porn while driving, okay? They want to remind everybody, pornography and driving do not mix. Now, do I need to explain?
I don't know what to
say. And you're wondering, now, why would they give that warning to people?
Yeah.
It's because the coppers out in the West Gippsland, they were found a West Gippsland man driving along the Monash Freeway.
Yes.
In the morning. 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And the coppers were actually just driving next to him completely randomly.
Yes.
But they noticed there was some, you know, glow coming from the car, which is the phone screen.
It wasn't.
And they just happened to look into his car because they could do this.
Well, he was using his phone, so that's illegal.
No, it was sitting on the, you know.
Oh, on the dash.
Thing.
Right.
And the man was watching hardcore porn.
Oh, dear.
While driving along the Monash Freeway. Oh, Tristan.
Was it gay or straight?
Well, look, they didn't tell us that. They didn't go into the details
of the pornography. It doesn't matter for the story, Tristan.
All you need to know is he was watching porn. And what they wanted to remind everybody of, don't do that.
And no, they didn't get his number, Tristan, either. No.
Tristan's always after them. Oh, you're dirty, Tristan. So if you do this and you get caught, it is a $1,000 fine.
For what exactly?
Watching porn on your phone while driving.
Is that an actually defined offence?
He was fined for using a mobile phone while driving.
Oh, okay.
And for offensive behaviour.
But why? It so also, I'm not sure it offended anyone. Chris, could anyone else see the phone?
Yes, the police driving next to him. And I'm guessing he may have had the old tallywhacker sitting out there as well.
I don't think they said that.
Well, no, but let's be honest. Offensive behaviour? I think that was in there. So, people.
Where's your proof?
I don't need proof.
You're slandering this person.
So, people.
He may or may not have had his tallywhacker
out. One other thing. Games. Now, we're talking board games. And as we all know, some people are good at board games and some people are just bloody cheats.
Well, and some people just don't like board games.
Oh, yeah, that'd be you, Chris.
Yeah, I don't.
But other people who like them. And then there's those people who just annoy everybody by cheating.
Yeah.
Now, one of the games that has a real serious problem of cheating is Monopoly.
Really?
Yes.
Why would people cheat?
Well, and it's also because a lot of people think they know the rules and then they clash. Because, like, my rules may be different to your rules.
Oh.
You know, how we've like always
your whole,
played
your whole
kind
family's
of thing.
Played it with our rule that turns out not to be a rule.
Yes.
Right.
And funnily enough, over in the UK, they did do a poll of 2,000 adults.
Mm.
It's like blankety blanks. Where's Dolly Diamond? And they found most common arguments around this time were making up rules, buying a property someone else wants, taking too long, stealing from the bank, and the worst sin of all, being too cocky.
Oh.
And not in a good way.
Right.
So, to fix this problem,
yes,
the good people at Hasbro,
who make Monopoly,
that's right, have set up a helpline in the UK.
Really?
Yes. The Monopoly helpline will be open all from Christmas Eve right through to Boxing Day in the UK.
And to resolve arguments.
To resolve Monopoly arguments.
Oh, my God.
And make these things not be an issue for people. They will have experts on hand and the official rule book, and they will instantly and officially settle any family arguments you may have over your Monopoly rules.
So what happens when you've run out of money and you hit something where you have to pay rent to somebody and so you've got no money left, but you've still got some properties?
Well, you see, that's when you mortgage your properties, Chris.
Oh.
It's like the real world.
I thought you just lost.
No. No, you mortgage your properties. And once you've got nothing left.
No wonder that game just goes on and on and on.
Yes.
I think they don't need an argument line. They just need a God help me line.
They may offer that service as well, Chris.
The game will never end.
And funnily enough, I know in our family who the biggest cheater is.
Who?
Little Ava. She is apparently the worst cheater you have ever seen in your life at Monopoly.
Yes. She's only five. Yeah. She can't count.
No, I know. And then once she actually gets to the point where she's just cheated so much and then everyone picks her up on it, she just tips the board up and runs.
Okay. Right. One of the few times somebody recruited Tina to sing vocals on a dance song, a rock project actually out of the US. And their regular vocalist, they had label disputes. So they decided to get... And her name was Tina as well. So they just got another Tina from Australia.
They didn't
Australia.
Have to change anything. Yeah, it was our Tina's here.
26 minutes past five here on Joy. Now, talking of Tina Arena...
I know. I'm so excited because apparently it is official. Tina Arena has done a duet with her old Young Talent Time compatriot, Danny.
I know. But it's like they would like... together on the show like 35 years ago maybe?
YTT was back from, well, I don't know exactly when they were on, but it went from 71 to 88 and they were somewhere in the middle there, weren't they?
Yeah, they would have been early 80s, I reckon. So
they were on it back then. And so they've already recorded the song. As Tina said, it just still needs a bit of tweaking, but apparently it's beautiful.
Now, is it whose song is it?
I don't know. That is what I wanted
thought it
people
was
to tell us.
A Tina song. I heard that it was a Tina Arena song that they're redoing, one of her early songs.
Oh, the booby one.
I Touch My Body.
Yes, I Need Your Body.
No.
Oh, damn.
No, I don't think it would be that one.
I'm hoping it's not one of her boring Sorrento
Moon
type era ones.
You know what? If she said it's beautiful,
it's probably freaking
Sorrento Moon.
Look, if anybody knows, like if Tina or Danny are listening, or Danny's brother, what's his name again?
Brendan.
He listens. If he's listening and he knows what Danny's up to, give us a buzz. We just
I don't
want
think
to know.
He'll let the cat out of the bag.
Come on, we won't tell anyone. if anybody does know what song they are doing, please let us know. 0427JOY949.
Glenn Dalton might know.
True.
Mm. He's on the in.
Yeah, I think he's currently rapping at the moment. I did see on Facebook that he's got a rapping kit.
Or I could give former presenter Leo a call because he'd have the down low on Danny. So,
well, I don't care who you talk to. Yeah. I just need to know what song they're doing, and I'm praying to God and Santa and any other, you know, deity that it's not Sorrento Moon.
I'm just It could go either way.
And if
way,
it is, it? We need to speak to the remixers to fix the bloody thing.
Now, Cam, you pointed out at the top of the show that we would be talking about these things that Jamie's been cooking.
Yes.
Jamie Oliver.
Famous chef all over the place, especially at the moment. He's got so many Christmas specials on the television.
I am curious because I'm a fan of the cooking show.
Yeah. Look,
can't cook.
And let's be honest, Jamie Oliver, he's got that little, you know, that cute little English lispy type thing going on that he's got going there.
Has he got a lisp?
He's got a little bit of one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he's
never
all,
noticed.
And he's got his little cutie look and all that sort of stuff. And his little hair, which used to be very Tintin, but it's not Tintin anymore.
No.
He brushes it down now.
He's much older.
So here we go. I'm going to give you a true or false for a cooking experience from Jamie Oliver. And I will say, possibly one people may not wish to repeat if it is true.
Okay.
True or false?
True or false?
Jamie Oliver cooked his penis.
False.
True.
Because that would be rather painful and unusual.
See,
and it would have been a lot bigger in the papers.
Well, sadly enough, it is true. Tristan was correct.
What?
And as Jamie Oliver said, worst because the pain was so bad.
Mm.
Yes, he accidentally burnt his manhood by standing too close to an operational oven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he didn't stick it in a fry pan and cook it with a little bit of butter.
I thought maybe he'd, you know, sliced it off and popped some onions with it.
No. At 250 degrees?
Well, we're not sure for 25 minutes, but he did say the best part of it, apart from the pain, was his private parts expanded.
What?
Got bigger after he cooked it.
I mean,
I
have
term.
A feeling that they were like, yes, highly damaged.
Hey, it still works.
Okay.
Now, moving on from good news to...
Oh, yeah. Why?
Well, poor Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Does everybody in the world hate them except Nickelback?
Well... Who were they again?
Yeah, that's the thing.
They were a rock band, yeah?
Yeah.
Stadium glam rock types.
Those sort of kind of thing.
Not really glam, but sort of. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'll sort of diverge a bit and then come back.
Mm.
You know Mark Zuckerberg?
He owns Facebook.
That's right. Well, he's enlisted the help of Morgan Freeman, you know, played God, all sorts of roles.
Oh, yeah.
Been everywhere, the president, he's been everything. And they unfortunately took a shot, you know, a cheap shot at Nickelback while unveiling the new artificial intelligence assistant for Facebook.
So,
here's how it goes.
Yeah.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg was showing off Jarvis, who is the new Facebook artificial intelligence.
Isn't that the same name as the guy from the Avengers? The artificial intelligence from the Avengers?
Maybe.
So they've gone Marvel comic.
Maybe.
Right.
And... So the artificial intelligence is voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Who's also in the Iron Man films.
Yeah.
Small details again.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. In the videos, though, Mr. Zuckerberg, he uses Jarvis to control things around the house and do all sorts of stuff, you know, make toast, blah, blah, blah. And then he also plays music. And then good old Zuckerberg, he asks the little thing to play some good songs by Nickelback.
So he goes, Jarvis, play me some good music by Nickelback.
Yes.
And
Jarvis replies, there are no good Nickelback songs.
Oh.
It's just sad and nasty. So we haven't heard a reply yet from Nickelback. But I'm sure they will say something because they also fired off a nasty letter to the Canadian police that were using Nickelback to punish drunk drivers.
Oh, today?
Yes.
So, wasn't Avril Lavigne going out with one of the Nickelbackers for a while?
Oh, I don't know. Yes. I don't recall Avril Lavigne much.
Was married to Chad Kroeger, the lead singer.
Oh, yeah. They broke up. They, you know, hate each other now.
Just a few hours ago, she told him off and said, stop bullying Nickelback. She said, leave him alone.
Oh, so leave Nickelback alone.
What did she say?
They should get that Britney guy to do a video.
You might want to consider being more responsible with promoting bullying. So she's gone the serious, you know, don't pick on the boys because it's bad karma, bad form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Time for our movie review.
Movie review.
I know. We don't actually do these a lot.
That's because we don't get to the movies
That's
very often.
Right. You know, we've so got busy. Our little girl and she doesn't like us to leave her behind and, you know, things like that. But we did actually go to the movies. We went with my father. Mm-hmm. So we took Dad and we went down to Victoria Gardens and went and saw
Rogue One,
a Star Wars story.
Yes, we did.
Or Star Wars movie, whichever way it goes. Now, I wasn't sure because you never know. You never know how these sort of prequely, you know, insert-y type movies go, especially after the last prequels were a little, let's be honest, disappointing.
Yeah.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
But what about 7 last year?
I said, but that wasn't a prequel. That was a sequel. And that was actually really good because it was basically Star Wars all over again.
Yeah, they just repeated the storyline.
Yeah, pretty much. And that was actually really good. So we were actually really pleased. So it obviously, and as you know, George Lucas has nothing to do with it anymore.
Nope.
His name's up there.
Oh, yeah. Story based on characters created by.
Yes. Yes, that kind of thing. So we went there. I wasn't, you know, you're not sure what to expect. But we went and saw it.
Mm.
And can I say, what a bloody good movie.
Good movie.
I loved it. And I'm going to say it. This was better than The Force Awakens.
Oh, I don't know about
better
that.
Better than The Force Awakens.
Ooh.
Now, obviously, you know, this one's set just before the original Star Wars, and it all centers around the building of the original Death Star.
Yes. Funnily enough,
we won't give you no spoilers.
Star Wars 4, the original movie,
yes,
is subtitled A New Hope. And they play on that a little in this new movie.
Yeah.
And it's, look, I don't think it's as good as the others.
You lie.
No, I don't.
You lie.
No, it's very action-packed.
Oh, God, yes.
Lots of action.
Once they get the initial setup period done of, you know, here's who everybody is, then it's like bang, 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 bang.
I'm going to say I think the characters were a little two-dimensional.
I don't even know you.
Mm.
You're two-dimensional.
But I liked it.
It takes one to know
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
No, I
but I
loved
don't
it.
Think it was up to the others.
Well, okay, so we've gone David and Margaret here, have we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one that would make either of us because I don't remember how they went. But no, I say do yourself a favour. You've got to see it on the big screen. It is the kind of movie you have to see on the big screen.
I agree with that.
Yes. Brilliant.
You don't need 3D though. We did 3D.
No.
And I'm not sure
I'm
we need.
I'm kind of over 3D.
Yeah.
Especially as I'm a glasses wearer, it just becomes awkward.
Mm.
And so I might from now on just go for 2D and save the couple of bucks. But one other thing that has emerged from the Rogue One movie.
Yes.
The speculation online of the relationship between two of the characters. Now, nothing is actually said in the movie.
No.
But two of the characters, The former Jedi Knight. Chirrut and Baze, if I remember how they were actually said. There's an implication that people are picking out of it that they were more than friends.
Oh,
and funnily
more than
enough,
best buddies.
Yes, funnily enough, when in one bit, which if you see it, you'll know the bit I mean, I kind of thought that on the spot as well. I was thinking, oh. You know, you get that sort of a.
Oh, I don't want my Jedis Jedi-ing with each other.
Use the Force,
crossing,
Luke.
Crossing swords and or lightsabers. I don't want to think about that. And I'm sure no one else does.
But anyway. anyway, if you would like to go and see it, we highly recommend you go and see it. Make up your own mind. Don't bother with the 3D. Loved the movie. You tell us whether you think those two characters had a bit going on the
side. Were they crossing the swords?
Yes. Yes, now it's time, as you know, as it's just before Christmas Eve, and we're fairly Christmassy. Anyone who listened last week would have known that we're now the Christmassiest house in our entire street.
Possibly in the entire block.
Our block, yes, because we are separated from the Uber Christmas section because that's a separate block over again.
There is a house on Heidelberg Road that is just amazing.
Yes, and the neighbours have joined in over there now as well. So if you're driving along Heidelberg Road, you will see that house. You can't miss it.
Just before the overpass in Clifton Hill.
Yep. But now it's time to give out our Christmas Grinch Award.
Right.
Now, in previous years, it was always Chris.
Mm.
Because he was always Bah Humbug Chris.
Well, I'm still a bit Bah Humbug.
Yeah, but you've made up for it.
by lighting your balcony.
Yes, and I love it.
Right.
But this year, now, we live in Clifton Hill.
Yes.
Which is in the city of Yarra.
Yes.
And in previous years, the city of Yarra, let's be honest, their Christmas decorations for the Clifton Hill area have been poor.
Well, look, I could have brought out the tape, but, you know,
I have moaned about this in previous years.
On numerous occasions. Yes. Yes.
Now, normally all they've had is these little tinsel things which you just shove back in the top of the poles along the streets.
Yes.
You know, the parking signs and all that. They have little tinsel Santas and little tinsel
stars
and trees and, you know, that sort of thing.
And you were quite critical of that.
Yeah, yeah. So they've had the exact same ones for I don't know how long. So they would have spent all of zero on them because I don't think they even cleaned them in between. Quite frankly.
Anyway.
But this year, they've gone one step further in their grinchiness and cheapness. They didn't even bother to put the crappy old decorations out. So we ended up with nothing.
Well, perhaps they were looking
at... I am outraged, Christopher. Outraged.
I'm not sure that that's fair.
It is fair. I'm a ratepayer. I could be outraged at anything I damn well please. Isn't that my right as a ratepayer?
I was going to suggest that perhaps they were listening to your criticism and if they can't,
thought nothing was better than something.
Well, if you can't do it properly, don't do it at all.
Yeah, the answer to that is do it properly.
You want them to spend millions of dollars decorating the streets.
I don't want millions. I just want better.
Well, how much do you think it would cost to do a decent job of decorating the whole of the city of Yarra, which is a very big municipality?
Well, maybe if we cut a few things back and...
Now you're getting political. No.
Look, all I'll say...
I'm suggesting that it was if you can't do it properly, don't do it at all. They've taken that line.
I want them to go over to the city of Port Phillip and have a look at Bay Street in Port Melbourne, what they do there. Just a few little stickers and things. Looks fantastic.
Okay.
There is
a good example.
There is, and you don't have to spend a fortune, but you can make it look nice and festive rather than just, Yeah. Oh. So Christmas Grinch Award, the city of Yarra. Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, I still think you're being a bit mean.
But I am.
294.9.
Now, as you know, it's coming up to Christmas, which is it used to be a religious holiday. Let's be honest, these days it's kind of lost a lot of that.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. Some people still treat it as a religious occasion, which is good.
That's fine for them.
But there's a lot of different religions around. One of the ones that was trying to be a religion, funnily enough, speaking about Star Wars as we were before, was Jedi.
Yeah.
Now, back a few years back over in the UK, they were trying to get it recognised as an official religion by enough people putting it on their census form.
Yeah, they tried that here too.
Didn't work. Funnily enough, it hasn't worked over there either.
Right.
The official charity commission has just ruled in the UK Jediism is not an official religion in the United
for
Kingdom.
For charitable purposes.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Poor Jedi.
It doesn't have any of the elements of a religion.
I suspect. Maybe the Emperor is running the British government.
It's the dark side is in charge. Well, it is a conservative government over there, isn't it?
And they did vote for Brexit.
And Trump. Oh, hang on. Now that they've knocked out Jediism, which is a nice religion, it would have been fine.
Lovely.
Perhaps now they can deal with a few of the other fake ones. I think it's maybe time that Scientology was dealt with.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise can jump up on any couch he likes, but I say that is not a religion.
True.
I've said it.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.